You mentioned it a minute ago, and as I recall it, I have read this several times, that Israel regard a very, very highly recommended that any serious student of magic undergo psychotherapy at some time or another.
Yes, he did. I personally, as a one-time, now retired psychologist and family therapist, really don't know how much good that does. What therapy should do for a serious student of magic is point out, help him gain insights into his defense mechanisms and his process of self-deceit, and which we all suffer from. That's the only way human beings, I think, can survive, is to learn to lie to themselves a bit, and also learn about their infantile megalomania. That's not been transformed into a healthy adult megalomania. Without megalomania, again, we couldn't survive either. So there's no way to get rid of the ego. There's no way to get rid of megalomania. There's no way to get rid of any of this. These are all essential survival devices that we need, and the idea is to get them into perspective. And that was, as I see it, the whole purpose of psychotherapy, in fact, for anybody. I get so many letters from people, some of them, in my opinion, are so out of it, they could spend the rest of their life in psychotherapy or anything else, and it wouldn't do them any good because they're just too much trapped in their own delusions and illusions and so on and so forth. And they need them in order to maintain.